天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安，欢迎收听天路导向，我是舒雅。上一次我们提到，这个世界已经是在末尾了，邪教日益猖獗，却有好多人还不相信主耶稣。当我们知道他们正走在去往地狱的路上的时候，我们是不是很焦急，不愿意眼睁睁地看着他们去呢？宁可被他们嘲笑，也要救一些人，因为地狱是可怕的，而神是愿意和我们和好的，而且他还主动来和我们和好，那还等什么呢？但是每次在向身边的人传福音的时候，好像经常遇到一些挫折，我们害怕被人嘲笑，我们应该怎么办呢？今天麦克牧师会和我们分享这个问题，那让我们一起来听吧。
Hello, friends. We are glad you joined us again on this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴你再次收听这个节目。
We are glad you tuned in because this is a very important message.
因为这是非常重要的信息，而你能收听，真是很值得高兴的事。
I'm going to talk to you about something that is affecting the whole world.
我要告诉你一些影响全世界的事。
What is happening in the whole world today is a rise of new cults.
如今世界上正兴起一种新的邪教。
Whether in Japan or in Canada or the United States or the Middle East, cults are growing every day.
无论在日本、加拿大、美国或中东，都有邪教，并且不断的扩展。
And people are asking, why is this?
有人问，为什么会这样呢？
The simplest answer is this.
最简单的答案就是
Sincere people everywhere.
世界各地都有很诚恳的人，
are looking for answers for their lives.
他们想要寻找人生的解答。
They are looking to man for answers.
他们想从人的身上寻找答案。
They are looking to a system for answer.
他们想从组织制度里寻找答案。
Or they are looking to a group or a community for answer.
或者他们想从一个群体或社团里寻找答案。
And yet we know that the only answer is in the Word of God.
然而我们知道唯一的答案在神的话语里。
For the believers in Jesus Christ,
身为耶稣基督的信徒，
our absolute loyalty is to him and to his word.
我们对主耶稣和他的话语是绝对效忠的。
It is not to a preacher,
并不是对哪一位传道人，
or to a prophet,
或是对某位先知，
or to a denomination,
或对一个宗派，
or to a special sect or a cult.
或是对一个特别的教派或者异端。
If any preacher or even the Pope himself,
如果有任何传道人甚至是教宗自己，
says something contrary to the word of God,
说了违反神话语的言论，
then we must regard it as nonsense,
我们就会视为无稽之谈，
and go on obeying the word of God,
并坚持服从神的话。
Jesus warned his disciples in Matthew 24.
主耶稣在马太福音二十四章提醒他的门徒。
He said to them,
主对他们说，
Don't let men deceive you.
不要被人迷惑。
The New Testament warns us again and again.
新约圣经一次又一次地提出警告。
That deception is a major problem.
迷惑是很严重的问题。
The Bible warns us that the number one source of deception is Satan himself.
圣经警告说，迷惑首先是来自魔鬼撒旦。
Another source of deception is self-deception.
迷惑也是出于自欺。
Another source of deception,
迷惑的另一个来源呢，
can be some ministers or churches.
可能是来自某些传道人或教会。
Especially those who are not abiding in the word of God.
尤其是那些心里没有神话语的人。
The Greek word for deception means,
迷惑这个词希腊文的意思是
To cause someone to wander off the path.
使人偏离正路。
Satan, the great deceiver.
撒旦这个大骗子。
He does not ask you when you wake up in the morning.
他不会在你早上起来时对你说
To go out and rob a bank.
去打劫银行吧。
He doesn't come up to you in the morning and said, "How about you go and beat your grandmother today?"
他不会对你说，今天去打你祖母一顿吧。
He only wants you to wander off the path just slightly one time.
他只要你偶然稍稍偏离正路。
Many of us have seen sheep following shepherds in narrow mountain paths.
有许多人曾经见过羊跟随牧羊人走在狭窄的山路上。
If the sheep wanders just a few feet off the path,
假如羊稍微偏离小路几尺,
he would fall off into the ravine or the cliff.
羊就会跌落深谷或悬崖。
In the same way, Satan wants us to compromise just a little bit.
这样撒旦只想我们稍微妥协一下。
Then just a little bit more.
然后再多一点。
And then just a little bit more.
然后又再多一点。
And before you know it, you are suddenly off in the abyss.
在你毫无警觉时，你突然跌进深渊里去。
And you find that your life is turned upside down.
你这才发觉自己的人生已经天翻地覆了。
You found that your life is in the pits.
你发觉自己落在深坑里。
And you find yourself calling upon God, saying, "God, why did you do this?"
你呼求神说，神啊，你为何这样对我呢？
And you know what God says?
你知道神会怎么说?
What did I do?
我做了什么呢?
I didn't do anything.
我什么都没做。
You're the one who began by compromising.
是你先妥协的。
And then you compromise some more.
然后又再妥协。
You're the one who got yourself in this situation.
现在你自食其果。
God, of course, is willing to restore you.
当然,神很愿意重建你的人生。
But you can't blame God for your failure.
但你不能为自己的失败埋怨神。
You see, deception is a basic distrust in God.
要知道迷惑基本上就是不信神。
It is distrust in his leadership.
不信任神的领导。
You distrust his authority.
不信任神的权柄。
You distrust his word.
不相信神的话语。
You distrust his promises.
不相信神的应许。
And that's when you find yourself in the bottom of the pit.
这也就是你落在坑底的时候的情况。
I want you to hear me very carefully.
请你留心听着我说。
No one ever goes into deception if he or she is walking with God.
当一个人时时与神同行，他就不会被迷惑。
Because the first moment Satan comes to deceive you, the Holy Spirit will make you alert.
因为每当撒旦来迷惑你时，圣灵必会立刻使你有所警觉。
But if you keep silencing the voice of the Holy Spirit,
但如果你一直压制圣灵的声音,
after a while you will not be able to hear him again.
不久之后你就听不见圣灵的声音了。
I'll tell you a small story.
我讲一个小故事给你听。
When I was a small boy,
当我小的时候,
we moved into a neighborhood near the railway station.
我们搬到火车站附近住。
And the first night,
第一个晚上,
I was up all night.
我整夜的睡不着。
Because every time the train comes in,
因为每当火车进站
and makes noise,
就会发出响声。
I wake up.
我就醒过来了。
And then the next day,
第二天
I woke up few less times.
我醒过来的次数减少了。
And after a week,
过了一个星期
I slept straight through.
我一觉睡到天亮。
Why?
为什么呢?
I got used to the sound of the train.
我已经习惯了火车的声音。
That's what happens when you silence the voice of the Holy Spirit in your life.
当你压制圣灵向你发出声音，也会这样的。
When the word of God is rejected, you are left with a lie.
当你拒绝神的话，你只好接受谎言了。
The Apostle Paul understood the consequences of deception.
使徒保罗明白被迷惑的后果。
He realized that deception can come.To the home of the most ardent Christian.
他知道迷惑可以临到最热心的基督徒家庭里。
He knew that deception can invade even believing churches.
他知道迷惑甚至可以侵入相信神的教会里。
He knew that deception can come into the life even of his own successor, Timothy.
他知道迷惑甚至可以临到他的接班人提摩太身上。
And that is why he warns us not to even fall into the deception of thinking that we have made it.
正因如此，他警告我们不要跌进自以为是的迷惑里。
That we know it all.
以为自己懂得一切。
Or that we are the teachers of teachers.
或自以为是师父中的师父。
Watch out for that deception.
要小心这样的迷惑。
Why?
为什么呢？
Paul tells us why in 2 Timothy 4:1.
保罗在提摩太后书四章一节说
Let me read it to you.
请让我读出给你听。
I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and Christ Jesus who is the judge of the living and the dead.
我在神面前并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前嘱咐你。
In fact, the word here that he uses is a legal term.
实际上保罗在这里用了一个法律名词。
When he says, I charge you, he means, I want you to testify under oath in the court of law.
当他说我嘱咐你，意思是请你在法院发誓保证。
What is he charging Timothy with?
保罗嘱咐提摩太什么呢？
He is charging him under oath to be a faithful herald of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
保罗嘱咐提摩太要发誓成为主耶稣基督福音的忠心使者。
That he would speak what God has spoken.
要他说神所说的话。
That he would not take liberty neither to massage or improve the word of God.
他不可任意扭曲或更改神的话。
Only to communicate it.
只要将它传播出去。
He is saying that if people don't like it,
保罗的意思是，假使人不喜欢听
，You Timothy, don't worry about that.
提摩太，你就不用担心。
Don't be afraid of that.
不要惧怕。
Why?
为什么
？Because God is the only one who's going to be your judge.
因为唯独神是审判你的那一位。
And as long as you are faithful to Him,
只要你对主忠心
，Fear no man.
不用怕任何人。
Do you remember earlier in this series of messages entitled Don't Give Up?
你还记得永不放弃这个系列前面所讲的信息吗？
Well, Paul said to Timothy,
保罗对提摩太说
Guard the truth.
要守住真理。
He said to him, continue in it without hesitation.
保罗说不要犹豫，要勇往直前。
Suffer for it if you have to.
必要时为主受苦。
Now he's telling him to proclaim it to others.
现在保罗叫提摩太要向人宣讲真理。
In fact, Timothy is to do this in 3 ways.
实际上，提摩太要从三方面去做。
If you're taking notes, I want you to write these down.
如果你有笔记，请写下来。
First,
第一
he is to be urgent about it.
务要抓紧时机。
Secondly,
第二
He is to communicate it relevantly.
要讲的有针对性。
And thirdly,
第三
He is to be patient for the results.
要忍耐等候成果。
Let's go back and take all these 3 one at a time.
让我们回过头来逐一解释这三方面。
Let's look first at Paul's description of the word urgent.
首先让我们看保罗所用的形容词务要。
This literally means to be ready or to be on hand.
意思是随时预备好。
Never to lose the sense of urgency.
不要失去迫切的感觉。
If my neighbor's house is on fire,
假如我邻居家里失火了
and I walk slowly toward his house,
我却慢条斯理地走过去
my hands are in my pocket,
双手插在口袋里
And softly and quietly say to him,
然后轻轻地对他说
Well, what do you know? Your house is on fire.
你知道吗？你的屋子失火了。
No.
不是的。
I wouldn't do that.
我不会这么做的。
I would run and I would yell.
我会跑过去大声地喊叫。
I would do all that I can to help put out the fire.
并尽一切努力协助救火。
And that is the same message that Paul is communicating here.
那就是保罗这里所表达的意思。
People who are without Jesus Christ are dying and will spend eternity in hell.
那些没有耶稣基督的人都要灭亡，永远在地狱里。
If you and I have any love for them at all,
如果我和你对他们有一点点的爱，
we would at least warn them.
我们至少要警告他们。
We at least urge them to change direction.
我们至少会催逼他们改变方向。
Some people who are listening to us now who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ.
正在收听这个节目的朋友们，如果有谁还不认识主耶稣基督，
Let this be a warning to you. Turn to Christ.
这是给你的提醒，要归向基督。
He loves you.
他爱你。
He cares for you.
他关心你。
He wants you to turn to him.
他愿意你转向他。
And we must plead with people.
而我们必须向人恳求。
And we must urge them to think about their eternity.
我们必须催逼他们思想永生的问题。
It doesn't mean that you badger people.
这不是说你要去纠缠别人。
But rather, you give them every opportunity to hear the good news at least once.
但至少你要给他们一次机会听到好消息。
And that's what we're doing right here.
这正是我们现在所做的。
To announce the good news on the air.
在空中宣讲好消息。
Letting people have an opportunity to hear the gospel.
让人有机会听见福音。
Someone has said,
有人说过,
We have no liberty to barge unceremoniously into other people's privacy.
我们没有自由随便闯进别人的私生活里。
We have no right to clumsily step on their corns.
我们没有权利鲁莽地介入别人的天地。
But this is how some people interpret this verse 2 here.
但有人是这样解释这两节经文的。
They think when Paul said, be urgent in season and out of season.
他们以为当保罗说务要传道无论得时不得时。
They think that it means that we make a pest of ourselves until they believe.
他们以为是要不断纠缠别人直到对方相信为止。
That's not the case at all.
那完全不是这个意思。
Rather,
而是
Paul is saying, proclaim the word, whether it is convenient for you, the proclaimer, or not.
保罗所说的是，无论在你方便或不方便时，都要宣讲神的话。
In fact, here's a literal translation.
其实直接翻译就是
Be on duty at all time.
随时候教。
Whether it is to your convenience or not.
无论你方不方便。
What Paul is giving us here is not a biblical warrant for rudeness.
保罗并没有说圣经赋予我们特权可以对人无礼。
But a biblical appeal against laziness.
圣经乃是呼吁我们不可偷懒。
Then there is a second characteristic about the appeal that is to be relevant appeal.
然后传道第二个应有的特质是要有针对性。
First, we saw that it is an urgent appeal.
第一是务要抓紧时机传道。
And now, we're going to see how it must be a relevant appeal.
现在我们要看针对性的重要。
The proclaimer of God's word is to convince, rebuke, and exhort.
宣告神话语的人必须能说服人、责备人和劝勉人。
The word of God speaks differently to different situations.
神的道在不同情况下有不同的说法。
For those who are tormented by doubt,
对那些受疑惑困扰的人，
we use convincing argument.
我们要用有说服力的论据。
For those who have fallen into sin,
对那些陷在罪恶当中的人，
they need to be rebuked and exhorted.
他们需要责备和劝勉。
For those who are haunted with fear,
对那些受恐惧威吓的人，
they need to be encouraged and reassured.
他们需要鼓励和肯定。
Jesus met people exactly where they were.
耶稣给予人最适切的需要。
He cared for the Samaritan woman.
他关怀撒玛利亚妇人。
Who was tired of the drudgery of carrying water.
这女人厌倦了打水这么枯燥无味的工作。
He began his approach to her talking about water.
耶稣先以水作为话题，主动接触她。
Because that's where she, mentally and emotionally she was.
因为那是触动这女人的思想和情绪之处。
But with Nicodemus,
但对于尼哥底母，
who was an erudite theologian and sophisticated thinker,
他是位学问渊博的神学家和思想深奥的思想家。
Jesus cut through all the theological jargon.
耶稣略去了那些艰深的神学术语。
And he said, "You must be born again."
直接对他说，你必须要重生。
The word of God touches people at their level.
神的道按照个人不同的程度来触摸人心。
And we must do it relevantly.
我们必须有针对性的去传道。
And this brings me to the third characteristics of the appeal.
然后传道的第三个特质。
Let's just remember again. Do you remember the first one?
让我们再温习一下。请记住第一个。
It's an urgent appeal.
务要迫切传道。
The second one.
第二。
It's a relevant appeal.
传道要有针对性。
And the third one is to be patiently.
第三是忍耐。
Patiently looking for the fruit.
忍耐等候成果。
While we must be urgent.
我们要迫切传道。
While we must be relevant.
我们必须有针对性。
We must also be patient.
我们也必须忍耐。
There are some people who use human pressure and emotionalism.
有人利用压力和感情来传道。
They use techniques in order to pressure people.
他们技巧地向人施加压力。
All these techniques and pressure tactics comes from the feeling that it's all up to me to convert people.
使用这些技巧和压力战术的人以为，一切都得靠我去改变别人。
That is not Christianity.
那并不是基督教。
This is not correct.
这是不对的。
Our responsibility is to be faithful in proclaiming the word of God.
我们的责任是忠实地宣告神的道。
The results of the proclamation is up to the Holy Spirit.
至于宣告的果效，则在乎圣灵的工作。
Why do you think Paul is charging Timothy to be urgent?
你想，保罗为什么嘱咐提摩太务要传道呢？
Why is he charging him to be relevant?
他为什么嘱咐提摩太要有针对性的传道呢？
Why is he charging him to be patient in his appeal?
他为什么嘱咐提摩太要忍耐呢？
He gives us three reasons for that.
保罗提出三个理由。
But you know what?
但你知道吗？
I am not going to tell you what the three reasons are today.
今天我不讲这三个理由是什么。
I'm going to tell you about all those three reasons next week.
下一次我会告诉你是哪三个原因。
I want you to tune in and turn to listen the same time on the same station next week.
请你下次在同一时间、同一频道收听我们的节目。
And I'll tell you about all these three reasons.
我就会告诉你这三个原因是什么了。
Until then, we wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
Remember to be urgent.
记住要抓紧时机。
Remember to be relevant.
记住要有针对性。
Oh, remember to be patient.
记住还要忍耐。
The Lord be with you.
愿主与你同在。
非常感谢您的收听。朋友们，我们要忍耐，有一颗宽容大度的心，为了我们的主，因为只有他才有权利审判人。任何人针对你的论断和嘲笑，在神的眼中都没有任何意义，因为你是在为神做工。无论得时不得时，务要传道，这是保罗教训我们的。我们的目标是专心做一个神的好仆人，尽心尽力地为神传福音。还有一点是要有针对性，对于什么样的人，用什么样的话把神的好消息传扬出来。当然 也要等待圣灵的做工。我们只是撒种的，叫种子生长的是神，一切都在神的手中，我们只要顺服信靠。那再次感谢您的收听，愿神祝福你们，我们下期再见。
遵循他的教导，一天比一天更好，回应神的呼召，看见世界的需要，感受耶稣的爱，我勇敢跳起来。我要靠着圣灵翻转地球，背起十字架走入人群中，向黑暗全心宣告 I'm not afraid， 因为耶稣他已经得胜。来到，要见证神的荣耀，同心合一祷告，圣灵的火来焚烧，渴望复兴来到，要见证神的荣耀。我要靠着圣灵翻转地球，背起十字架走入人群中。I'm not afraid.